Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, the eastbound BQE is closed for the weekend.
Oh, this weekend's going to be a nightmare.
This weekend, the BQE closures will result in significant traffic delays.
I'm not looking forward to it at all.
City officials are urging drivers to avoid the area and start thinking of alternative routes. Tyler is dreading the commute.
I want them to get these repairs done as soon as possible so I can get on with my life.
Drivers can expect full closures on the Queensbound BQE between Atlantic Avenue and Sand Street. Officials say the repairs will focus on adding new concrete and reinforcing steel bars.
But the repairs are much needed. You know, I am grateful that they're finally getting this fixed.
This weekend's repairs will be followed by another final round of repairs expected on June 1st through the 3rd. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
And of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones, and go to 1010winds.com for maps to help you get around those closures. A grisly find in Jamaica Bay, the headless body of a man. FDNY first called for a water rescue near the Joseph Addabbo Memorial Bridge around 9 p.m. Firefighters pulled the body from the water. Police sources tell 1010 Winds that body was decapitated. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, his name not yet released. Police say the investigation continues. In the wake of that key Arizona court ruling on abortion, it has become even more of an issue in the presidential campaign.
Vice President Harris touching down in what is now ground zero in the debate over reproductive rights.
Here in Arizona, they have turned back the clock to the 1800s.
Just days after the critical battleground state upheld a 160-year-old law banning abortion in all cases except to protect the life of the mother, Harris, the Biden campaign's chief messenger on abortion, hammering a simple message. Donald Trump did this.
Correspondent Mary Bruce reporting. Former President Trump, meanwhile, got some tough questions about it at Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
While you were in office, you said that you would sign a federal abortion ban if Congress sent it to your desk. Why should Americans trust your word that you would not do it now if you were reelected?
Because we don't need it any longer, because we broke Roe v. Wade and we did something that nobody thought was possible. We gave it back to the states.
Trump's about face comes as he acknowledges abortion is now a losing issue for Republicans at the ballot box.
Correspondent Rachel Scott, while Trump said Arizona went too far, he did not say what should be done. An overwhelming no. That's what hundreds of clergy sex abuse survivors gave the Diocese of Rockville Center in response to the final offer of $200 million to settle lawsuits. Newsday quotes federal bankruptcy court filing saying the diocese made what it called its best offer and claimants voted overwhelmingly to reject it. Last day for voting was yesterday. Results weren't expected till Monday, but the diocese made the filing immediately after the voting deadline passed. Supervisors' attorneys say the proposed settlement was too little, and they're calling the vote a landmark victory. Diocese has now moved to dismiss its bankruptcy filing. It is unclear right now what happens next. A 16-year-old accused of shoving a grandmother down the steps of a Queens church and robbing her has reportedly tried to kill himself in custody. The Post reporting that 16-year-old Javon Prince tried to hang himself with his shirt at the NYPD's 107th Precinct Station House. Paper says he was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover, still set for arraignment in Queens Criminal Court as of last night. He is charged in the brutal mugging of 68-year-old Irene Talimboros. Police say he pushed her down the steps of St. Demetrius Church, punched her, and ran out with her purse. She is said to be out of the ICU and recovering. Prince also charged in robbery and car theft from earlier this month. Some stunning news for K-pop fans. Singer Park Bo-Rom has died. Reports from South Korea say she suddenly collapsed at a friend's house Thursday and apparently went into cardiac arrest. The 30-year-old star's agency, Xanadu Entertainment, confirmed the news yesterday, saying that their hearts are troubled and they have to deliver this sudden news. South Korean media say a friend found her slumped over a sink, tried to perform CPR, and she died at the hospital. More details expected later.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.